Capital repairs. These are the major improvements needed to keep or bring the property up to standard. Often properties in need of some work are the best buying opportunities, but you'll want to have a realistic assessment of just how much money it will take to get the place livable and looking good. I'm talking repairs to roofs, parking areas, sidewalks, driveways, lighting, and purchases of carpeting, appliances, hot water heaters, air conditioners, and so on. This is all the stuff you would look at when buying a home, except you're evaluating it on a much bigger scale. When you finish entering all the expenses into your operating budget, subtract the total expenses from the total income, and you will get a good picture of your cash flow and the net operating income. If it is really big, go back and make sure your calculations are correct. And if it's negative, don't be discouraged. This is where creative accounting comes in. Not the kind that will land you in a white-collar crimes prison, but the kind that makes you reassess your business model. Once the budget is finished, you'll want to compare it to the actual operating income and expenses of your property and look for any glaring errors or omissions. If you have tried every which way to make the bottom line a positive number, or, let's face it, a number that you're happy with, and the deal still isn't working, you may want to consult with your team. If you've exhausted their ideas, or the ideas they have presented are so far-fetched, you may have to lower the offer price further or simply walk away from the deal if you can't realize a positive cash flow, or a cash flow you will be satisfied with. The last thing you want to do is move forward and pray for a miracle. That's not how miracles work. Lucky breaks come to those who do their homework, and through preparedness, recognize opportunities. Confrontation time. This doesn't have to be difficult, but you do eventually have to reveal to the seller your findings on the property. And you'll need to do this before the end of due diligence, or the property is yours, warts and all, as the saying goes. It's all in the presentation. You can ram your findings down the seller's throat, plant your feet in the sand and say, take it or leave it, or you can take a tactful, matter-of-fact approach that attacks neither the property nor the seller's ego. It is a discussion about the numbers, not about the seller's or the buyer's honesty and integrity. It is a direct conversation about the numbers where everything is out on the table, and there are no underlying motives. There are times, yes, when there can be blatant seller cover-ups, but in most instances, the seller has no idea how much money is needed for repairs or maintenance. You are the bearer of that news, so it is in your best interest to do it professionally, truthfully, and with documentation. The property plan process and your professionalism can help you avoid the swift kick out the door, and best of all, help you create a win-win final property negotiation. After all, you should not be trying for the win-lose scenario. You never want to burn bridges in this business. Your seller today could be your buyer tomorrow, or even lead you to your next deal. I've had plenty of instances where a seller on one deal has turned into an investor on another deal, or a seller on another building. I never lose sight of the fact that this is a relationship business. Here is a short reference list of findings I've had to confront sellers with in the past. You may find yourself in the same position. Vacant units listed as occupied on a rent roll. Notices to vacate or unreported future vacancies. Poor resident profiles with high credit risk that could create future vacancy. Missing appliances, carpet, and so forth. Somebody has to pay for this. High maintenance expenses required to get the units in rent-ready condition. Pest control issues, including termites, scorpions, roaches, and pigeons. Non-cancelable service contracts that add expense to your operating budget and affect your cash flow. Utility costs much higher than the previous year. Prior insurance loss at the property that affects the cost of future insurance. Property tax higher than disclosed. Violation notices from the city. Fire code violations. Environmental problems. moving forward. The operating budget is the last big test of a property's worthiness. If the operating budget calculations look good for the first year and you project that you will make enough money to achieve your goal, you are ready to move forward and take ownership of the property. Remember, you will likely be adjusting the offer price slightly to account for any repairs, upkeep, improvements, or other costs you may have discovered during due diligence. Present your numbers and your rationale to the seller and finish the deal. It was a long time coming, from initial market evaluation, to property search, to selection, to property evaluation, and finally to developing an operating budget. You will soon be the proud owner of investment rental property. Now the thrill of ownership begins. It's time to execute your plan to improve the property and maximize its cash flow. That is the subject of our next section.